So it's now, Christ knows, about midnight. Been a bit of a treat of an evening. The Pixies have been on some channel, who I always found a mesmeric, entrancing, weirdo bunch of a band. From all viewpoints, from a language viewpoint, from a guitar and original sound viewpoint. But I was dancing about with my headphones on in the garden, barefoot, as is my wont, listening to a heavy stoner band called the Samsara Blues Experiment, who have wrapped me up with a particularly amazing riff. I'm a sucker for a riff. But as I was bouncing about, I looked up, I happened to glance up, and a shooting star just crossed the sky. But one of those shooting stars that looked like it had a trail behind it that a child had drawn with a crayon. It was that vivid, or like an overlay from some 80s film. But it was a shooter, definitely. And it froze me in my tracks. So I've stopped dancing about in bare feet, and I've now retired to one of the lounges, and I'm lying back. It's quite chilly, but I can handle it. Lying back under a, I don't know what you'd call these clouds, these formations, but there are plenty of visible stars. So I'm hoping some point in the next hour, if I'm patient, to see another shooting star. And it's weird, I'm trying to, this week, because I've been out most nights and I've heard these grasshoppers humming away. Now the temperature's dipped a few degrees, and I can feel it myself. There are less grasshoppers making a sound, but there are a few. But they've slowed down a bit, and there are less of them. So is it a different species, or is it the more hardcore grasshoppers that stay up, and the pussy ones go to sleep in the warm? Who knows? Are they waiting up for a shooting star? Who knows? But I've determined I'm not going to bed until I see one. The reason I love seeing shooting stars is simple. Even stars can die.